What are you passionate about? What lights you up and makes you feel alive? What brings you joy? These things are called your passions. Your passions are your desire. It is where you feel like you belong. It is what lights you up, what motivates you, and what you yearn for. However, most women do not have a problem finding their passions. If you're a mom, you're most likely passionate about motherhood and your children. If you're a Christian, you yearn to know Christ better and to follow Him where He leads you. There are probably a multitude of things that you are passionate about. But the problem is, when you are multi-passionate, how do you narrow down your passions to just one or two, and how can you apply those passions to earn money from home? And what are the benefits to narrowing down your passions when it comes to earning money? Let's talk about it. Welcome to the Christian Work From Home Mom Podcast. I'm Amy Arthur, your host and certified Christian life coach. If you're a busy mom wanting to earn money while focusing on your family, you are in the right place. We will discuss ways to make money from home without feeling overwhelmed. No unrealistic get-rich-quick schemes here. Instead, we will focus on the slow and steady to win the race, all while remembering our top priorities, faith and family. Join our Facebook community at Christian Work From Home Mom. The link is in the show notes. Let's get started on this empowering journey. Before we get started with the meat of this episode, I want to continue to tell you about my work from home journey. In the last episode, when we talked about our strengths, I told you about how I utilized my skills, my strengths, and my passions to tutor Chinese students online. However, due to the circumstances beyond my control, I had to quit that job. When I saw the writing on the wall, but I was still tutoring, I started a blog called Cattle Upon a Hill. It's based on Psalm 50, verse 10. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. This blog was all about homesteading, raising farm animals, becoming self-sufficient. You see, my husband, my five children, and I live on a homestead where we raise beef cattle, a couple of milk cows, and every kind of bird imaginable. I am passionate about our farm, becoming more self-sufficient, and raising animals. I wrote this blog for about 3 years. I had signed up for a blogging course. I tried to develop a few courses, but I never released these courses. You see, I had lack of confidence. Not only did I have lack of confidence, I didn't talk to my audience and see what they needed. I would just squirreled around with ideas, from choosing the right farm animals to how to use your Instant Pot. And then I signed up for an affiliate program for homeschooling, because you see, that's another one of my passions. I love to homeschool my children. So now with this new affiliate program, I was required to write blog posts about homeschooling. Now, there is a little bit of overlap between homeschooling and homesteading, and I did write a lot of blog posts about how you can incorporate your homeschool into your homestead. But again, I was just squirreling around. I wasn't staying focused on one specific topic. If you were someone that followed me, you were probably thinking something like, this woman is really a squirrel. She is all over the place. And they were right. I didn't have any focus. I was inconsistent with my posting, and I didn't treat my business seriously. I would post for a few weeks, and then I would take a couple months off. So I did what any frustrated entrepreneur would do. I shut the whole thing down. Yep, I just took the 2 or 3 years of work that I put into this blog and I shut it down. But I wasn't done yet. I will continue with the next chapter in this story in a future episode. But what can you learn from this chapter of my work from home journey? If you are multi-passionate, which you probably are, you need to choose one, maybe two passions that align with your skills and strengths and follow those through and be consistent before adding any more. You see, I was jumping all over the place. I wouldn't see any progress, so I would move on to something else, thinking that the next best thing would be my big breakthrough. Sometimes I wonder where I would be if I would have stuck with that homesteading self-sufficiency niche, because it is growing exponentially now that the cost of groceries are going up. People are wanting to become more self-sufficient and get away from the government system. I still have a passion for farming and homesteading, but you see, God has led me towards helping women in a different way. So that brings me to today's topic, your passions. How do you discover your passions, and which ones will help you earn money? Discovering your work from home passion involves a process of self-reflection and exploration. Today, I want to give you 7 tools to discover, narrow down, and implement your passions into your work from home jobs. Here are the 7 tools that we're going to talk about. Number 1, self-reflection. Number 2, identify what lights you up. Number 3, explore your skills and strengths. Number 4, consider your values. Number 5, experiment. Number 6, take some assessments or quizzes. And number 7, connect with a coach. Now let's break down each one of these. The first one is self-reflection. With self-reflection, you take some quiet time to reflect on your interests, your hobbies, your activities that bring you joy. We did this before when we talked about skills and strengths, but this one is more about what you do in your spare time, what you choose to do versus what you're good at. I encourage you to write these things down in a journal so that you can sit down and look at it and really evaluate it and how it lines up with your skills and strengths. So you may not be able to do this right now, but I do encourage you when you have time to sit down and write it down so you have it as a reference. During this time, I want you to ask yourself, what do you enjoy doing with your free time? And consider how these activities might translate into work from home opportunities. Number 2, identify what lights you up. Pay attention to the tasks or projects that genuinely excite you. Think about the aspects of your current and past work that you found most enjoyable. Consider what topics or issues in the world make you feel passionate and use this as a guide towards meaningful work. For example, you may be very passionate about feeding your family healthy foods, and because of this, you have started a garden. Now, not only do you need gardening skills, knowing how to grow certain things, but you also need the passion behind that, doing the hard work, thinking about the end result of the healthy food that you're going to be feeding your family. Gardening is also one of my passions, so when I get around other people that garden, we can really geek out about, you know, different plants, different fertilizers, things like that. Whereas a regular person may not find that conversation very interesting. So that's another thing, good thing to do is to think about conversation that really excites you. And when you get with someone that also has that passion, the conversations that you do have versus someone that kind of gives you the side eye because they think that your passions are a little bit out there. Okay, number 3. Explore your skills. Okay, so if you did not listen to the last 2 episodes about assessing your skills and your strengths, go ahead and go back and listen to those after this episode because your passions often align with what you are naturally good at. Identify the areas where you excel and feel a sense of accomplishment. Think about how you can leverage these skills in a work from home setting. Number 4, consider your values. Reflect on your values and what is important to you. Passionate work often aligns with your values. If you're a Christian, you have a different set of values than what non-Christians have. You can also, as a Christian, consider your spiritual gifting based on Scripture and pray and ask the Lord to reveal your gifts to you if you don't already know what they are. Number 5 is experiment. I'm sharing this one with some hesitation. I do not want you to make the same mistake that I talked about at the beginning of this episode. From my experience, I have learned that you need to give your work from home endeavors a chance and not become a squirrel like I was, jumping from one passion to the next. I want you to choose one passion, experiment work from home options with that passion, and stick to it for a while. That is why we are doing all these exercises of finding your skills, your strengths, your passions, and also by taking the work from home personality quiz that I have on my website. I'll leave the link in the show notes. That way you will not jump from passion to passion, but work consistently on one endeavor. However, having said that, if you are not sure what work from home job is best for you after following all these steps, you can try out different work from home opportunities on a smaller scale. This may involve some freelancing, volunteering, or taking on a project. By experimenting, it allows you to test your interests and passions before fully committing to one of them. Number 6, take assessments. You can go ahead and do a Google search and explore online assessments or quizzes designed to help you identify your passions and interests. These tools can provide you insights into potential areas where you could find passion-driven work. Number six goes right along with number seven. Number seven is to connect with a coach. Consider hiring a coach or a mentor, especially one who has experience in a work-from-home setting. They can guide you through the process and offer you personalized insight. They may also have assessments that are specifically designed to help you find your passions. Remember that discovering your work-from-home passions is an ongoing project. Be open to exploration, stay curious, and allow yourself the flexibility to grow as you learn more about what truly excites you and fulfills you. If you are looking to work with a coach, you can always schedule a free discovery call with me. As a certified life breakthrough coach, I can provide you tailored assessments to identify your skills, strengths, and passions, and then apply them to your work-from-home opportunities. You can visit my website at amyjarthur.com. The link is also in the show notes. I also mentioned the quiz where you can discover your work-from-home personality. That link is also in the show notes. So go ahead and schedule that free discovery call with me to see if we'd be a good match to work together. Remember, you're not alone on this journey, and your future is filled with endless possibilities. For now, stay inspired, stay focused, and keep pursuing your dreams. I will talk to you next time. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Christian Work From Home Mom Podcast. If you found value and you are ready to take the next step, I invite you to take the free Work From Home Personality Quiz. The link is in the show notes. As a certified Christian life coach, my goal is to offer personalized guidance on your journey. Remember, your faith and family matter, and I'm here to support you every step of the way. Thank you for listening, and until next time, remember Galatians 6:9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. See you next time.